Steve, what was I saying? About the restroom. We could go to the restroom whenever we wanted to, but some of them stayed in there longer than necessary. Sometimes they'd be missed and sometimes they wouldn't be.
What would happen to them? Anything?
No.
Were there,
Unless they got to make a habit of it, then they'd be told that they were leaving their department too long.
Were there women who checked the bathrooms at all? Was there any kind of supervision of your time off?
I don't think so. Not as I remember.
What kind of security was there inside the building? Were you free to walk from department to department or between buildings?
Not too much. We could go in through our building, you know, from one place to the other, but we never went in the other buildings. There was no restrictions, I don't think, but we never did.
What about, were you ever told things around, like some women have talked about that there was a lot of talk about sabotaging, and that and some women had said she was real nervous when she would make a mistake because she was afraid they would think she was sabotaging the airplane. I'm wondering if you had any sense of that at all.
I never had any experience like that.
Were there ever special ceremonies or programs or visits by dignitaries of any kind?
Oh yes, there's a lot of dignitaries would get through there, and different visitors. I don't know where they were from, but they were one of the fellows in the office, you know, and the head fellows would bring people through and explain different departments, take them one department to the other, have maybe five or six people.
What about, like, movie stars or people like that?
No movie stars that I saw.
What kind of feeling did you have about the Douglas plant itself? In terms of, was there a loyalty and a camaraderie and Douglas?
I really felt loyal to Douglas. I don't know why, but I just felt like it was my place to work.
Were you ever aware of what was happening at other aircraft plants?
Oh yes, we'd hear about different ones at Lockheed and different ones. And
did you read the Douglas newspaper?
Oh yes, uh-huh.
How did you work? Were you allowed to work at your own pace, or was there a certain amount of work that you were supposed to get done in a certain amount of time?
Well, you worked at your own pace, but they wanted you to keep up to expectations of what should be put out. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of people were slower workers than others, but they didn't let you dally around about it.
Did that pace remain fairly consistent, or were there speed ups or slow times while you were there?
Well, it just seemed all about the same, not too much speed up. Or
were you ever aware of what the expectation for the company was in terms of how many claims they were expected to put out? You know, we need to put out this many claims this week or this month, and so your help will get us there, that kind of thing?
No, I don't remember any specific line that they had to put out so many planes.
Mm. Did you ever get to see the finished plane?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. They had a field out beyond there, which
did you feel any connection to those planes?
Oh yes, definitely. I thought without me they'd never made it. I felt kind of like I had added a little something to it. Not much, but best I could.
Relationship did you have to your co-workers? Was there a strong sense of togetherness during that time, or were there just certain people that you were closer to than others?
Yes, they were people that I were closer to than others. That some people had different ideas. They were for and against everything. And some of the women had never worked before, and they didn't know how to go out in public, you know, and expect. They just thought it was just like being at home, you know. They thought it was just, they could do this and that, and they didn't know that you had to be on the ball when you were working.
Were there very many men working around where you
yes,
were?
Yes, mm-hmm. Around different departments, there were quite a few men.
What were their attitudes about, towards you specifically and towards women in general coming into the plant?
They didn't seem to mind it.
Did they? How did they treat you? Did they treat you like buddies or like fellow workers? Or
well, I think they treated us with a lot of respect. I didn't have any arguments with any of them. I used to get an argument with my lead lady once in a while, but it was because she was right and I was wrong.
Was it overwork?
Uh-huh. Something like that.
Did you ever experience, or did other women that you knew of ever experience any kinds of sexual harassment from men?
No, I have never heard of any of them.
Did you know many women that were from other parts of the country? I know a lot of people migrated into the state from Oklahoma and Arkansas, mm-hmm. and the South particularly.
Well, most of them lived here, but originally were from other states. Oklahoma and the Midwest and all the surrounding states.
Were there any minority women in your department?
No, there weren't.
What did
there was some in the building, some colored ladies.
Were you ever friendly with them?
No.
Were you ever aware of any kinds of problems that they might have had with some of the workers?
Well, there didn't seem to be too much of misunderstanding or any prejudices.
Were there very many safety precautions in the building?
Well, there were lots of rules and regulations, you know, about your clothing getting caught and not to get too near certain things. And not a lot of talking while working. We were supposed to be still, except for any information we'd have to have from maybe the lead lady or the man was in our department more. He was in charge, and then they had a lead lady too that was would kind of oversee the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Were any of the machines that you worked with the drills or the riveters labeled in any way that would say maybe what was more dangerous than something else, what to be careful of?
No, not in my department. See, the little rivet guns were just like these little old hair dryers, you might say. They looked like that, and the only trouble is if you'd get your hand banged once in a while on those rivet guns and get your fingers smashed, and you'd get... The first thing I had done was run a drill through my finger. You had to direct the drill into that little spot where you had to get it in there, and you had to kind of guide it in like that with your hand. Well, not knowing what I was doing, I got my finger in there before the drill.
What kinds of facilities did they have to take care of that kind of thing?
They had, what did they call it? Not a commissary.
Dispensary.
Mm-hmm. And if anything happened, you was allowed to go in there. They'd handle that.
Did they provide mats for you to stand on the floor or anything like that?
No.
What other kinds of services were offered at the plant, you know, such as stores or banking facilities, that kind of thing?
I don't remember any banking facilities or store. They might have been, but I don't remember any.
Were you aware of any counselors
No.
Mm-hmm. Or recreation programs at all?
Mm-hmm. No.
You said there were some black women that worked in your building. Were there minority men that worked there as well, or were they mostly women?
No, they were minority men. It was not my department, but throughout the buildings they were.
Were they scattered kind of evenly in different departments, or were they more or less in the same?
No, they were scattered. They were in with the other workers.
What about the women? Was that true? Your crew was all women. Was that pretty much true? Did most of the women work together, or were they also scattered throughout?
Well, we all worked together in this department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about other departments?
Well, most of them were women. Some of them would be different men. And it just depends on the kind of part that they were doing.
Were you ever aware of any union activity, union organizing?
No, there was no union then.
Mm-hmm. They didn't, no one came in and talked to you about
no, they didn't.
The union or anything? How did you take care of your home needs during that time, the laundry and the shopping and those kinds of things?
Well, I think I just handled it in the way, because I'd been work so many years, you know, I kind of would do it after I get home at night and get groceries in, and I had to get different kind of food because I had to take Sandy just to work, and I didn't care for him at all. I was so sick of ham sandwiches that, and apples.
Did your husband ever help you with those kinds of things, the housework or the shopping?
He'd help me with the shopping, but he was pretty busy being a barber, you know. And then he also worked at Douglas.
When did he go to work at Douglas?
He would go to work the late shift. And he would barber during the day. And he worked that way for quite a while. And I was working too.
So he had two jobs then?
He had two jobs, and I had a job. Then, then we moved from that location and bought a house in Los Angeles.
I'd like to ask you how you did your laundry. If you did it at home, or if you had to go to a laundromat to do it?
I had done it at home. Mm-hmm. We had a washer, but no dryer. And a clothesline.
By then, you said that the rest of your family, pretty much, or a lot of your family had moved out here.
Yes, uh-huh.
Did they help at all in those chores that you needed to do, or did you all kind of, did you share?
No, we were kind of separated in locations. Mm-hmm. And No, we were pretty much on our own for as help was concerned.
Were there many shortages of things that you needed? Was it hard to get things? Do you remember things that you went without?
I remember talking about shortages, but I can't remember what they were.
Can you describe where you lived before you moved to L.A.? Describe the place that you lived in.
Well, when I first started working at Douglas, we lived over at Southgate, that's right on Atlantic over here. And we rented a house there. And there was a barber shop close by where my husband worked. So after we worked at Douglas a while, we decided we was going to buy a house in Los Angeles, which we did. And we got a good buy on it. My husband was working at another barber shop. Then we were in an area where it was commercial zoning, where you could have business, you know, C3 or C2. So my husband decided that he would remodel the house, and he built a barber shop on the front of it. In fact, he got the idea from the people next door that had a plumbing shop, and they had a beautiful home. Then they had their shop out in front. So that was our first home we bought in there. And it had two-bedroom apartment and two bedrooms, a living room and dining room and kitchen. So we fixed it all up. I rented out the two-bedroom apartment. My husband started in his own barber shop and made a great success out of it. In a short time, he hired a barber. Before he was through, he had two barbers working for him. We lived there quite a while and decided we wanted to move. But we got such a good buy on the house then, and things were just beginning to turn. Property was just beginning to turn. So we decided we wanted a different place. So we had an offer on this. We sold to a barber that wanted the same setup and made great on it. That was our ambition when we were all three, when we were working three jobs to get this house. So then we bought a house out in Baldwin Park. And he had the barber shop and another building next to it, which was a television shop. And we built a little house in the back, a new house, and rented it. And sold that. So I'd say starting work at Douglas, those jobs started us on our way to making a little money and getting homes. So from then on, we just kept, you know, getting a little better off. Not rich, but helping.